O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's May 11th, 2015. And for those of you moms that were tuned in to one of our four frequencies yesterday, hopefully you felt blessed and encouraged and honored as we devoted a lot of the music choices to honor you through the message and announcement of what a gift of God you are to us and that unique and special role that only you can play in our lives. So we here at Great News Radio celebrate our moms and the many women that have such a unique role in all of our lives. Even women that maybe biologically haven't given birth to children, but mother many through their various gifts and the unique feminine qualities that God has entrusted to women. So happy belated Mother's Day, moms. I'm sure if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard a lot of different announcements. I appreciate Joey Kroll and other staff putting it all together so that you could be blessed. Well, there's a mother on the line with me. Her name is Kate Boyer. She's the owner of Homer Soda and the director of the Homer Soda Festival that's coming to our area on Saturday, May 30th. You'll hear from her in just a moment. Quick update. Our special mailing should go out sometime this week. I'm fine-tuning the program guide. I think I found 49 slight changes from the last edition that we printed about 2 or 3 years ago. So we'll have an updated program guide being mailed out along with a newsletter and some great information. I think it's going to go out to about 850 people that have contacted us within the last few years. So if you haven't been in touch, give us a call and introduce yourself or say, mail me this exciting information and we'll include you this week. Call us at 217-367-7777. And for our great Indiana listeners, it's 1-888-333-9466. So, Kate, what's happening on Saturday, May 30th in downtown Homer?
Well, I don't think downtown Homer is going to know what actually hit them on May 30th. We are expecting the largest soda tasting party in the history of the world, basically.
The history of mankind, and it's all
the
happening.
The history of mankind has never tasted so many sodas.
Kate, we had you on last year, and we were very excited about the event, and my co-host on Wednesday and Friday, Jason Schiffel, went with his family, and he recapped all that went on and all the various soda tasting and the fun and the food and the festivities. And so I should point out to our Great News Radio listener, you're the owner of Homer Soda. And it's kind of a unique story how God led you into that work and this family business. You're the director of the festival. But for some of our listeners who maybe didn't get to show up last year or weren't tuned in, give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of how you got to be where this is the third annual special event and how God has kind of navigated you through these uncharted waters where you have a history of like working hard and various businesses. But how Homer got this festival and how you're really making a career and a life of bringing a family-friendly event and great soda into people's homes.
Well, you know, we've been longtime Homer residents, and I've spent, the better part of my life volunteering through various things. And I think I was 16 when I was doing the parades for Homer and organizing their garage sales and everything. So I've always had a heart for doing stuff for Homer. And we had began expanding the Homer Soda Company. And almost immediately, the kind of Lord laid on my heart that we should do some kind of a soda festival in Homer since that's always been where our heart is. But honestly, it scared me to death. Mm. So it sat on the back burner for about 3 years because I was trying to get out of it, honestly. I think I was praying about saying, I don't want to do this. This is going to be big. But finally, the Lord gave us courage and has paved the way through so many different things. It's really been amazing to see. And I believe last year we had just about 8,000 to 10,000 people come to the event, and that was only the second year.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's one of those things that we just kind of sit back and say, well, I guess this is definitely something that God's preparing the way for and making happen. And what's fun is that it's watching even our little small town of 1,000 people begin to transform from pretty much one of your, dying, everything is just going downhill and you're downtown. And that really does seep into people's mindsets and their thoughts. And there's been a lot more revitalization happening in the last couple of years. And obviously the Soda Festival is certainly not responsible for all of that, but it does help to kind of add a little bit more invigorism into it and get everybody excited and be proud of your town and being proud of your community. Because it is a very tight-knit community here.
Yeah, well, I know the people that attended last year and the year prior thoroughly enjoyed it because there's food, there's music, it's a festive environment. It's something that children of all ages and senior citizens, they walk from tent to tent, from taste sampling to the bounce houses. So give us kind of a broad stroke of all the things people can do and get involved in. And I know you're also looking for volunteers.
We are definitely looking for volunteers. Because of the expansion we've had, we are really need help with the ticket takers as well as a few other spots. You can go on our website, homersodafestival.com, and you'll see there's a volunteer section. And we absolutely spoil our volunteers. You get a free lunch, you get a T-shirt, and a six-pack of soda just for helping out for 3 hours. Mm. So I think it's a fair deal. We have got a whole array of things for your senses at the festival. So we are having a barbecue cook-off, and this aroma of the smoked barbecue is absolutely amazing. So you'll be smelling this wonderful barbecue. You can enjoy this fantastic food. Central Lean Meats of Paxton, wonderful Christian family. They are in charge of the barbecue cook-off, and they're sponsoring that whole end of it. Still room to sign up, so if you are a barbecue master, hop on the website, sign up to be in the cook-off. Mm. We're having a classic car show by the Sundowners Car Club. You can come and enjoy all these amazing old cars. I'm kind of a history fanatic, and these cars, it's fun. It's just so much fun. Music, very family-friendly, bluegrass, Americana, you know, heart of the Midwest music, most of them all local bands. If you think that the soda, you know, might get you out of shape, we're actually having a 5K and fun run that morning. So if you would like to participate in that, Heritage Music, which is our local school for their music fund, is going to be doing the 5K and the fun run. Mm. Kids activities, there's going to be so much going on for the kids this year. We've tried to expand it, and we've talked about this before, but I have 5 children from ages 3 to 13. So to me, I don't really want to go to an event unless I know that there's a safe area for the kids to have a lot of fun. So we really pushed into that. The Orpheum Children's Museum is going to be there performing science experiments. And Dr. G's Brain Works from Urbana is going to be there as well with some fun interactive exhibits. Joyful Bubbles, they have this huge bubble demonstration. And I swear to you, the bubbles are as big as your car. They are humongous. They're so cool to look at. Slot and Wing Hobby, I know that you know Mark Thompson,
sure,
I believe.
Sure.
He's going to be, or his son will be there with an RC track races, or an RC track fair. We're also going to have some outdoor laser tag for the little bit older kids. And I think, did I say bounce houses? Oh, 3 bounce houses. The Scoville Zoo of Decatur is going to be bringing their mobile zoo with them. So there'll be some fun animals from 1 to 4. And one of the absolute most fun things is from 4 to 5, there'll be a concert of Little Miss Anne. She is a children's performer from Chicago, and she performs folk music. And so she's going to be coming down doing, like, This Little Light of Mine and all kinds of fun music. She's very interactive. So if you have children, grandchildren, come between 4 and 5 to catch Little Miss Anne. We're also having a touch-a-truck from 4 to 7:30. There'll be a touch-a-truck for the kids. So there will be things for the children to do all day long, even after they've drank their fill of sugar water.
In case you just tuned in, I have Kate Boyer on the phone with me. She's the director of the Homer Festival that's coming to Homer, Illinois on Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. to 7:30. And you can probably tell from some of the highlights that it's going to be a high-octane day, so you can come for 45 minutes or for 6 hours and enjoy the music, the food, the sampling, the fun. When are you going to sleep? Because I'm sure with all this organizing, all the facets, all the details, all the people coming together, the recruiting volunteers, the making sure there's product and trucking in things and set up, is it going to be like sometime in like August that you're going to be able to recoup?
My grandmother had 9 children, and they were an Air Force family, moved every 2 years, and she always told me, Yeah, you can sleep when you're dead. Enjoy life. Enjoy it to the fullest. Enjoy it with the people you love. So you know what? I'm taking her advice.
Well, there looks like there's a lot to do and have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to bringing my family. And if you want to volunteer, say you are thinking, you know, I want to go and enjoy it, but I can devote 3 hours to helping receive tickets. Or I think you also have people that will help with the sampling of the soda.
We do need a few people with that, yes. And there's helping to set up or break down or ice refilling, traffic directing. Oh, yes, we need it all.
And so if a listener is saying, hey, I can do that, or my husband and I or my small group, they would go to homersoda.com, and there's a volunteer button, so it's really easy to register. And then, like you said, if you devote 3 hours, there's a lunch, a six-pack of soda. There's encouragement from you and others that will be, you know, helping them along so they know what they need to do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And if you just want to come and help pour some soda, we actually have, I believe we're up to 8 different bottlers who will be coming down for the festival. And inevitably, they need a volunteer here or there to help them pour. One of the bottlers who should be able to make it this year, and this is exciting, this hasn't been out yet, we haven't announced it yet, but a bottler is flying in from Ireland.
Hmm.
McDade Soda. So they're going to be coming and pouring soda. And so, hey, if you want to help an Irish family pouring their soda, they're going to probably need some help.
Hmm. And I think you mentioned over 250 plus, how many flavors again?
250.
Okay, 250. And that covers the whole gamut, but there's like variations of grape, of root beer, you know, the favorites, and then some of those really unusual ones. And with the VIP pass that they can purchase in advance, tell us how that works. So whether they want to just do maybe 5 or 10 different tastings or the unlimited VIP pass tasting.
Yeah, so like if you want to come and limited budget, tasting is just a quarter a piece. And if you add that up for the tastings, well, I mean, honestly, if you're going for just a short amount of time, you maybe only have time for a few tastings anyway, and you want to enjoy the barbecue, you can. It's very inexpensive, just a quarter of tasting. If you're a soda fanatic and you want to come and enjoy the whole thing, it's $20 for a VIP pass. You get a cloth six-pack that's a commemorative to take home. You also have a glass tasting cup that is yours to keep, and you can take that tasting cup and fill it up unlimited for the entire day. You also get a free bottle of soda and some other goodies from various sponsors and vendors who are putting it into the VIP bag.
And so say I have a family of 4, how would I go about getting this VIP pass, and how does that all work?
You can hop on our website and you can pre-purchase them online. We have a limited number because, well, honestly, we just don't know how many of those to pre-order. So when they're gone, they're gone. So you want to sign up quick. Believe it or not, even though this is small town Homer with only 1,000 people, we've actually pre-sold VIPs to Colorado, to Pennsylvania, to Minneapolis, Chicago, Kentucky, Tennessee, all over the place. So make sure that you get your VIP early, because I can't guarantee they're still going to be available on the day of the festival.
How about giving us directions one more time for somebody coming maybe from the Danville area or from Decatur or from the south, Tolono, Arcola, you know, coming up 57. Is there a simple way to get there?
Yeah, the two most simple ways is if you're on I-74 in between Champaign and Danville. When you get off of the Ogden exit, which is Route 49, we're just 5 miles south, right on 49. So easiest way is to get there through I-74. But if you're coming from the south, just coming up Route 49, and like I said, Homer is right on Route 49, so it's pretty easy to find.
And it's all happening on Saturday, May 30th, between the hours of 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Music throughout the day, fun, festive activities throughout, opportunities to volunteer. You can find out more at homersoda.com. homersoda.com, and I think /fest, but if they get to homersoda.com, they can just link over, right?
There is. You know what? You can do homersoda.com/fest. You can put it homersodafest.com, homersodafestival.com. it all goes to the same place. It'll get you there.
Hey, now, not only is there going to be a lot of fun, the tasting, the food, the festive environment, but there are going to be some handcrafted vendors in other shops where they can go around and purchase stuff, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And keeping with our theme of Main Street USA and handcrafted artisan, that carries through with our vendors as well. So we have all kinds of individual artists who are bringing their goods, and there'll be lots of very unique shopping. I believe we have about 30 to 40 unique vendors who have already signed up.
Tell me a little about the carriage rides.
Oh, yes, the carriage rides. We have actually two different carriage rides who are going to be coming, and you can basically take a tour around Homer via the carriage ride, which is so much fun. I don't know about you, but when my kids see horse-drawn carriages, they just think that's the most fun thing. So we thought, what more fun than to have some interactive carriage rides where you can leisurely sit, enjoy your family, and ride around town. We also have something really amazing. You know, given that, as I said, Homer's small, we have designated parking areas. It is a bit of a walk. So we have hired a bona fide trolley, a beautiful trolley, fully air-conditioned, that will pick everyone up at their designated parking areas and will do the route all day long at the festival. So you can even go on trolley rides.
All right, everybody. I'm planning on bringing my family out on Saturday, May 30th. 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. I don't know how many hours, but it seems like to take in a lot of this, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 hours to really absorb and taste and sample and have fun and enjoy the music. It should be a whole afternoon family event, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You can find out more at homersoda.com, homersoda.com. With me on the phone is the director of this great event, but also the owner of Homer Soda. Tell us a little about that shop that's in downtown Homer, right?
Yes, downtown Homer. We actually had a huge transition at the shop this summer. So if you haven't been out there since last year, you're going to have a treat when you come. We partnered up with Carla and Jeremy Duzan, who came in, and they have put in a wonderful deli-slash-cafe ice cream parlor. So now you can get hand-dipped ice creams, and you can mix it with specialty floats using any of our sodas. They also have sandwiches and deli meats from Boar's Head Meat, which anybody who's a little bit of a foodie might have heard of Boar's Head. They have really high-quality meats. And so they've got these fantastic sandwiches and soups, and it really does bring out the foodie in you, for sure. And it's all right there in the downtown building in Homer, 118 South Main Street. You know, Mark, I hear that it's your 20th year anniversary for the radio station, and I've been thinking about it, and you've talked so highly of your listeners, and I would really like to give away some passes. For the VIP passes for
the
festival.
Let's do it. Okay, so how about 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening? Can you do that?
That sounds fantastic, yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do right now, the third caller at 217-367-7777. And for our great Indiana listeners, they're not too far away from the Homer area. They can just take 74 from the east. You can dial 1-888-333-9466, 1-888-333-9466. The third caller will get 2 VIP tickets, and this is during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and also when this re-airs in the evening at the same point in the program, the third caller will also get 2 VIP passes. And how will we get those to them?
If you give me their names and addresses, we can mail those out, and what they'll get is they will get a voucher for a VIP pass. They can bring that to the ticket booth the day of the festival, and they will get everything that your VIP gets.
And again, that's going to be the unlimited drinks throughout the day. As long as they want to keep tasting and sampling, they'll get
exactly.
That glass cup. So what were the other things? Some gifts from businesses and a six-pack?
Yep, and a soda pop.
So, all right, great. The third caller, 217-367-7777. For our Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466. The Soda Festival is coming to downtown Homer Saturday, May 30th, between the hours of 10 to 7:30 p.m., and you can find out more at homersoda.com, homersoda.com. Well, thank you so much, Kate. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, and thanks for blessing our Great News Radio listeners.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And we're praying for good weather.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, is this one of these rain or shine, you know, outside of like a tornado or a tsunami or something coming through, it's going to go forward, right?
It certainly is. You know what? We would not be Serta fanatics if a little rain would stop us, right?
Yeah. All right. Hey, see you in a few weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that call was with Kate Boyer, the owner of Homer Soda and the director of the Homer Soda Festival that's coming on Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. to 7:30 in the evening. As mentioned, you can purchase VIP tickets for $20, which includes all the sampling of 250 sodas, a T-shirt, a collector's edition glass that you can use throughout the day and take home. I think a bottle of soda, which at that point you might want to leave in your refrigerator for about a month, and some other gifts from area businesses. And then, as she mentioned, if you just want to go there for a little while, each soda sample is like 25 cents. But there will be food, free entertainment, bounce houses for kids, various businesses selling unique and handcrafted items, a trolley to transport you around, horse-drawn carriages to take you on a tour, and so, so much more. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. As Kate listed some of the businesses, the barbecue cook-off, and a lot of fun for the kids, like that Orpheum Children's Museum will be setting up some science experiments, Dr. G's Brainworks, along with Slot and Wing Hobby, and I think WBGL is having a bounce house for the kids. Lots of things to do. I think a zoo out of Decatur was going to bring some animals. There'll be a car show there. The list just goes on and on. So it's all happening Saturday, May 30th, 10 a.m. to 7:30 at night. And you can find out more at homersoda.com, homersoda.com. I'm looking forward to it. I know my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, thoroughly enjoyed it with his whole family last year. And I told Kate off air, I think next year, Great News Radio will have a booth there. And we'll be a part of the festivities as a radio ministry. So, once again, if you need more information, you want to purchase tickets, or just maybe want to stop into that Homer Soda sometime in the future in downtown Homer, you can find all about the festival and Homer Soda at homersoda.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.